to Shonda Bam Bam's Random Lifestyle. I am Shonda Bam Bam. Welcome, welcome. I have a stiff neck. I slept on my neck upside down, apparently, and I cannot turn my neck, and it hurts. I think I find the best way to deal with that is a heating bottle. Put it on my neck a couple minutes, I'll be able to turn my neck again. But it's really, it's annoying when you have to turn your neck around like a duck when you're driving, bottle neck and everything. But anyway, how are you? How you doing? You all right? Okay. All right. So let's get into it. So my daughter has to do jury duty for the first time. I don't know, this young generation, they just don't know how to get out of jury duty, but I always got out of jury duty. I don't want to, you know, now I don't want to have to do it, but, you know, she asked a great question, though. She said, why do I have to be the judge my peers? The guy said it's my American duty to do it, and I have to do it for $5. And she just said, you know, she's just like, I just want it over. I don't want to do this. And I was like, no one ever wants to do it. But they made it, you know, harder for you to have an excuse, basically. Like, you can't just say, I don't want to do it because I have to take care of somebody. You have to show proof. You can't get out of it unless you have COVID. I mean, I was trying to give ideas, but apparently they have collected all the excuses made to man. And you can't get out of it. And I understand why people don't want to do it, because it takes you away from your daily life and they only give you $5. They don't even feed you. I mean, if that's the case, I would be scared as hell to be in a situation where I have a jurors judge my life, because they don't even want to be there. They're only getting $5. So they could just say, okay, well, she said she didn't do it, but the proof says she did it. It is, some people are going to jail because the system's fucked up. I mean, seriously, $5, at least make it tantalizing where the people actually do care and want to help their peers. They make it where it's just like, yo, throw them under the jail. I don't care. I want to go home. Terrible. Hours and hours just for $5. Talk about slavery. I mean, hello. And before somebody comes at me, this is just my opinion, but I don't want to do it because it's $5. And when I was working before my injury, I just didn't want to get, I'm making more money and then I don't get, you know, you get excused, whatever, but it's taking away from a lot, you know. It's just out the blue, you're plucked out of millions of people. I mean, it's just not helping. I mean, how many people have gone to jail or had mistrials but being innocent? You know, these people are picked by what? And how do you know, how can you not say they're not influenced? Everybody has TV, cell phones, okay? Everybody has, you know, their own ideas, or they're dumb as hell. These people are coming from all walks of life. It's just like how the Amazon hires anybody, or other jobs hire anybody off the street. You bring anybody off the street to be a juror with no educational background, no common sense half the time, don't know anything about anything, and you want them to listen to some evidence. They don't want to be there. It's not right. Fix the system. You know? I mean, I remember RoboCop, okay? Another topic about, you know, the police have to be redone or something, because RoboCop was like, oh, it's a robot cop. It won't do this. You can program it to be fair and not hurt people. But what about today's society where they hire anybody to be a police officer? They don't have to have an educational background. They just get like 90 days you know, training, like correctional, and throw them in there. And these people are usually people who are people who are very nosy, number one, and people who have been picked on or just want to get into it for the money, not to care for the people. And they're not all bad cops. Like, it's not all bad doctors and nurses, but it seems like the clump of them get pretty fed up. I don't know if it's the pay. I don't know if it's the paperwork. I don't know what it is, but it's scary. You're giving these people power and authority like they're gods walking around, and a lot of them take advantage of it. And they're normal people who have bills to pay, and they get in debt, and they become rotten apples, you know? So what can they do? I mean, I would say actually make sure they know the law. Educate them like you want everyone else to be educated. I can't believe it's harder to become a nurse than it is to become a police officer. It should be just as hard, and it's, you know, and it should be, you know, have, you know, better training. It should be better educated, have them talk to therapists, take care of them mentally, make sure they're physically fit, or shit, get robots. I don't know, but it's not going well, okay? I don't know how other countries' cops don't have to have weapons, but these do, and they don't even know how to use them. I mean, one, you can blink an eyelash, they're terrified. And stop hiring these officers who are biased. Just because an officer is one color doesn't mean they're not racist, or they're not evil, or they hate themselves or other people. You're giving them this weapon to go out there to protect people, and they can't even protect people. They're fucking taking people down. You know, why are they hurting people, old ladies, throwing them down and wrapping their arms around? But you'll see videos of a butt naked person, they can't even take them down. Something has to be done, and will it be done? I don't know. I know when I'm stopped, I just know I get so uptight. So I don't even want to breathe. I just want to just sit there. I'm like, what? Give me a ticket, okay? You know, I don't know how other people can curse them out and get smart with them. I'm just like, whatever. I know someone who said, if an officer tells me you do this, they do whatever they tell them to do. But you will forget you even have rights, because just the fear put into you from society and media of them beating people to death and arresting you and lying on you. But this is 2023. I mean, when is this going to change? 2035? I mean, I have no idea. I try not to get all caught up in it because there's no answer. You know, every town, every state is different. How does it get better? How will it change? And they keep us so distracted and busy, we can't change it. We're not going to change the way jurors only get $5 and you don't want to do it. We're not going to do that because we're busy trying to survive. I mean, out here in South Jersey, the highest rent is like $3,445.50. Are you fucking crazy? Okay? You can't even get into low-income housing because I don't know who gets in there, but they get in there, like, they'll build the building out here. And you're like, oh, that's a new building. It might have low income. No, people already moved in there. Like, how are they still building and people are already moved in with their big screen TVs? They're still building. There's still dirt being broke, like ground being broke. Like, what the fuck? There's no housing. Everything's super expensive. You can't be homeless. You're not allowed to beg for money on the side of the road. I mean, seriously, what is this? They keep you running around, working, trying to survive and just get your next nut. And they're living up in their mansions, just hunky-dory. You don't have time to fight the injustice. You don't have time. You just want to be sure you can just wash your ass and have something to eat the next day. Have a roof over your head with some damn heat or air conditioning. It's fucked up. And it's like a cycle. Like, who has time? You can't take off. You can't take off a day of work to go fight injustice. Your rent's $3,000. You're not even utilities. I mean, you haven't got to this, the socialism, like, you know, people who just want to just be around others. I mean, you just trying to get food in your mouth. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to survive. I've been like, how long I've been on here saying how I've been out of work and I can't go back to the healthcare field because it's absolutely worse. It's terrible. I just looked yesterday and certified nursing assistants pay is $21 to $33. But they're not telling you about the breaking your back, being overworked and working short. Like, they're going to work you for every piece of that because they have to pay you more. It's just not happening. It's not good at all. It's terrible. I mean, it's honestly not worth the money. Like, your back gets fucked up. Your mentality. It's just not it. I can't go back because of my back. I can't go back because I don't want to deal with the dealing with the people's mouths and the attitudes and working with other females and the males and turning into like chickens and hens and the drama, you know? It's not worth the money. I need the money, but I have to find another way to use my brain to make money because physically I can't do it. I don't want to do it. People are so rude and disgusting. You think retail's hard? Try healthcare. Try and take care of somebody who's throwing up with diarrhea and they're saying you're a maid, you wipe ass for a living. Nobody else wants to do it. It's a scary world. I see why some people just can't do it anymore. It's like, where do you turn? What do you do? You can't afford where you live. You can't afford this. You can't afford that. You're working all the time. I just messaged someone. I was like, hey, what's up? I gotta go to work. Yeah, work, work, work. When do you ever enjoy yourself? And just now people are saying it's not fair that you only get 2 days off and as soon as you get home, you gotta go back to work, honey. This has been going on for us ever since they created this. You gonna change it now? Because if you wanna change it now, you're gonna be homeless. There ain't no way you can change it. We're too deep into this shit. So yeah, jury duty, $5. I ain't feeling it. I understand. Judge my peers. My peers never gave a fuck about me, but now you want me to give a fuck about their next breath? Like, seriously. And then if you got the right money, what's the point? They get away with it. I mean, they do the crime and they get away with the crime. It's not fair because they have the money. If you don't have the money, enough money, or the right, you know, and try to defend yourself. I remember one time I went to court and my lawyer was late. The judge treated me like a piece of shit. As soon as my lawyer showed up, even though she was a piece of shit, her job wise, it was like, oh, hell, lawyer, you are mighty. Who is this peasant with you? Oh, sure. I will give them the right to say they can get this or that. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm over it. But I'm not going to give up, though, because life is worth living. It really is. Once you find your purpose in life and you find what makes you happy, what keeps you going, what makes you feel whole, then it really is worth living. I mean, it is. Some people just can't see the light, and that's a shame. But you know what? You just have to just figure it out. Solve your problem. Figure out what's going to work for you. I try to do it all the time. So I started this podcast, you know, and it's like, it's not my diary, but it's a way for me to express myself and how I'm dealing with this stuff or what's rambling through my head, random stuff and thoughts. And that's why I started it, because, you know, some people just don't want to hear what the hell I have to say, but at least I can just blab off on my podcast. And if somebody can get something from it, fall asleep while I'm talking, hey, it works for me, you know what I mean? But you know what? That was my little spiel. So the point of this podcast episode was that I don't think that what jurors get paid is fair. I think it's too low. I think they should get free food, more money, and I think they should have a way to make people appreciate being a juror, make them feel like it is important, and make them feel good about themselves that they're doing this service. If, you know, not force them into doing it for no money, no food. I mean, I think a lot of cases would go a lot better if jurors were fed right, paid right, and they felt good about it. I mean, they'd probably they'd sign up all the time to do it if that was the case. Second, I think that there should be a reform of police. I think they should educate them longer, give them help, investigate them mentally. They should be physically fit, and they should be paid properly for doing a good job. I don't think they should get away with things, and I don't think they should be above the law themselves. That's my point for saying, bringing that up. And I always talk about healthcare, where they need to do more for the CNAs. They really do. The nurses, all right, so what? I don't care. I really don't. They don't care about the aides, not many of them. Give help to the peons. Help the CNAs survive. Educate them better, you know, longer. Make them feel better about themselves. Then too, educate them about customer service, proper care. Make them understand that what they do is help somebody, and then the cycle will continue, because people can't take care of their parents, but they should be taking care of the sick and elderly like it is their parents. They deserve dignity and care, and people need to be more respectable about people who care for them and take care of them and not treat them like shit, and stop calling them ass wipers, because someday you might need your ass wiped. So that was my 3 points about the podcast today. I usually don't get to a point because I'm random, but those were my points about bringing those up today. So that's about it. But check out Trending Trigger Queen, you know, ZaddyZems.com, Foul Intentions on Kendall Vella short stories, and check me out on social networking. You know, I try to do the reels and TikToks, but it's not fair. Yo, I always stay around the 200 views and stuff, but is, you know, it takes hard work, and you constantly put content out if you want to make a money and get more followers. So that's what I try to do, but you know, it's not easy. Nothing is easy, but I'm telling you, trying to make me a content creator is not easy. I don't know what the hell these people like. They like absolutely nothing, I guess. But you know what? I'm gonna drink some water today. Try to stay positive. If you're an asshole, I strongly, you know, I always say, don't go half-ass on the hemorrhoid cream, you know. Go full force with the name brand, you know, it really does help. do something kind for someone and pass it on, because it's a really fucked up world. A little bit of kindness goes a long way. It really does. Surprise someone today. But till next time, ciao. Thanks for tuning in.